Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jeff Waddington. Today we want to speak about Lifted, Experiencing the Resurrection Life by Sam Albury and published by PNR Publishing. This is actually a reprint of was first published in the UK by InterVarsity Press back in 2010. But we have here the PNR version for the American audience. And this is a great book. Jeff, have you seen this one?
I've not seen the book itself. I have seen the ads.
Yeah, well,
it does look interesting.
So delighted. PNR was kind enough to send one along, and I was unaware of the title, so I was delighted to open it up and to read more about it. What it's seeking to do is to demonstrate the applicability or the usefulness of the resurrection, even for the Christian's present life. So often we speak about and confess the resurrected Christ, and we understand that that's a significant event, that it authenticates Christ as the Messiah. It does a whole number of things. It accomplishes our redemption. But sometimes Christians, we fail to acknowledge the significance of the resurrection for the present life and the life to come. And so what Albury does here is he really seeks to explain and to show how the resurrection comes to bear upon believers here and now. So he divides his book up into a number of sections, and I really appreciated the organization. I think it's helpful. He has a chapter on assurance, on transformation, one on hope, and then one on mission. And throughout the entire book, he very helpfully demonstrates the usefulness and the importance of the resurrection for all these different aspects. And he focuses on the gospel, for instance, here, showing us what the gospel is. And we can look to verses like 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 2 as the key understanding to the gospel, as being the pinnacle of Christ's work. And there we see what's so key is Christ's death and resurrection. And so Albury is quick to note that the resurrection assures us of what Jesus has done. But there's also a transformation aspect. In the book, we get a glimpse of the deep structures of Scripture as Albury describes the tension between what Christians already experience and what has not yet been consummated. Right, Jeff? The Bible talks about how we have died with Christ, how we've been crucified with Him, and how we've been raised to newness of life. But yet we await the consummation of that in terms of Christ's return, the Lord's return, and our bodily resurrection. And there's also the chapter I mentioned on hope. And here we see the book demonstrating how Christians possess now a distinct hope for the future. But it's a unique hope that distinguishes itself from other types of hope because it's a living hope. 1 Peter 1:3 talks about that, how through the resurrection of Christ, we now have a living hope. And the book really draws out those themes. And then finally, it closes and it underscores an important lesson that the resurrection should extend to missions, that we should have an outward focus and seek to demonstrate and proclaim the Christian truth of the resurrection to other people. Not simply that it happened, but also what it means. And that really is what sets the Christian message apart. So I was very delighted and encouraged, edified by this book. If I'd have a criticism of it, I think it maybe could have used a concluding chapter just to bring everything together. It felt like it ended a little abruptly, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. But overall, I thought it was a very strong book. It was enjoyable to read. It was intensely practical, but it was dealing with the deep structures of Scripture and thoroughly biblical and needed. So I would highly recommend this book, Lifted, Experiencing the Resurrection Life by Sam Albury, and available from PNR Publishing.
Sounds like it's a book worth reading and getting into the hands of other people.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is important. I think it could be useful to a lot of people. So I want to let everyone know about it. If you'd like to read more reviews from us or listen to us discussing more books, please visit us online at reformedforum.org. Thank you very much for listening to the Reformed Media Review.